people are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Deion Clissa with Preps KC talking with Blue Springs coach Kelly Donahoe. And coach, here you are right back in the semifinals and playing Rockhurst in the semis. And I know you played them in the quarterfinals a lot, but it's never really worked out for you guys to be in different districts and then playing the semifinals under the new format. Played early in the season. It was a 17-0 win for then. I think you guys were a little bit of a different team than you were at that point. What do you like about the last few weeks, the way your team has played, especially how they played against Rockbridge on last Friday night?
Yeah, you know, we love the toughness of our kids in those conditions. I mean, that was a tough night to play, and I think it was like 13 wind chill, or maybe that was the temperature. But we had a really good week of practice for that and got really excited. We even, that Thursday was snowing and cold, and we went out and we told them the night before Wednesday night, we want to dress exactly like you're going to dress for the game. Bring your white uniforms, bring what you can wear underneath, bring your hand warmers, because we want to know after an hour walkthrough, it'd be similar to playing the first half and you're going to come back in. Are you overdressed, underdressed? Because we don't want that to be an issue. You know,
yeah.
There's not many games where you have to let, you know, weather impacts your practice, but this was one game where we knew that we had to get it right. And so I thought we approached it right mentally. We had a great week. That's a really good football team. Rockbridge is a really talented group. And so that was a big win. And we've come a long way. That we started 1-2, and it would have been easy to just kind of go, uh-oh, this might be one of those years. But our kids have just been unbelievably resilient and tough. And it's like I've said from day one with this group, they're an awfully, awfully fun group to coach. And so we're just excited for this matchup. I mean, yeah, we've never seen them in a semifinal game. It's always been like the quarters or district championship, however, because as you know, Dan, those playoff formats have changed over the years. So,
well, tell me this. Was there, I mean, I know you lost a some close games, you know, in overtime and in the fourth quarter. And since, say, the Lee Summit West game, which was a one-point loss to now, what has been a big difference for you guys in terms of finishing games? I mean, not that you weren't finishing them well before, but you really did a good job.
Yeah.
Like, I think last Friday I was listening to the game, and you guys really finished that game in a tough spot to do it.
Well, the key is for us not to go for two. We finish better. Two frustrating losses at the end of games, going for two and not converting. But you know what? We threw a Hail Mary pass against Lee Summit. You know, it's not like we haven't had things go our way either, you know. So, you know, you look at the Lee Summit North game, we won 28-26, and the kicker made a 58-yard field goal. He also missed a short one earlier in the game that could have been a difference. So it always kind of comes back around. But we are who we are. We're a 9-3 team that's pretty talented. But I think, Dion, it's just every season you just evolve into what, you know, you should be. And it takes sometimes a while to get there of what really works and what is that comfort zone of your players. And I think we finally found that late in the year. And the whole thing with us is, you know, we haven't been a real good throwing football team, and that's been disheartening. That's something that is important to me, to have some balance. So we've had to do some different things there. And the whole key to us is if we can hang on the football. We about lost that game Friday night because we had two fumbles that turned into their touchdowns. And if we can hang on the ball and play the defense that we've been playing, which has probably been a little bit underrated because our defensive kids have been great all year long, we got a pretty good formula for winning right now.
When you go into a game with Rockhurst where there's really no secrets. You know, we talked to Tony for the radio show. He's like, he goes, they're going to do what they do. We're going to do what we do. There's not that much, you know,
yeah,
you guys know each other so
true.
Well, is it, you know, making that one extra play or stripping that ball or jumping on that turnover or stepping in? Is it just as small as making that one less mistake or making one more play? Is that kind of what it'll come down to?
Yeah, that's a good statement, Dion. We talked two times this week real intently about the little things. And that's what it comes down to. It's amazing. We could go through game after game of Rockhurst over the years of close ones we've won, close ones we lost, of the little things we did wrong or we did right. You know, so that is so important in this ball game. And we think we got everybody in tune to that. But yeah, you know, Tony says that and I say the same thing. We know what they do. They know what we do. But still what happens is you're going to see a few tweaks and some things that are a little different from both sides. And it's always that way. And what you're hoping is that that little tweak can be one thing that turns into a really big play. And, you know, in a game like this, it always comes down to field position and turnovers and who can make that big play or a couple big plays. And you know, hopefully that will be us.
Well, I can remember in back-to-back years, one game you won and one game you didn't. How
right.
Small plays really did. I mean, I can remember Darian Miller stepping out of bounds, leaving enough time on the clock for a field goal to win
right,
that game.
Right.
And then I can remember
right.
the play where Miller breaks off the next year in a 7-0 game in a rainstorm, and it looks like he's going to score the touchdown. You're probably going to go for two there, have a good chance to walk off the field, and their defensive back makes a great angle on him and grabs
yeah.
him at the 30-yard line or so.
Yeah.
I mean, just two little things that right there.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely. And
both teams went on. You went to the state championship game. They went to the state championship game and won. One of the reasons they won that state championship in 2010 was because of their defensive backfield play. And that's a group
yes.
I think they're so good up front that I think sometimes their defensive backfield doesn't get enough credit. As you guys have progressed with your passing game, and I know, like you said, it's not, you know, you like more balance. What is it doing well right now?
We're still really inconsistent. You know, we're trying to create some very easy high percentage things, and sometimes they're there, but sometimes defense will defend that stuff in the flat really well. And then we're trying to hit a few deeper shots down the field, whether it's post over the middle, you know, deep skinny post on our sidelines, deep goes. We just want to get people out of the box. We're our safeties that we're playing against are sitting at 6 yards from the line of scrimmage, and that's because they're not honoring us. So we're trying to do a little bit more when we get in the right down and distance situations to go for it, because we've got some kids that can make plays. We just have to make them. And we have, you know, like Friday night, we third and long, first series, we have a 50-yard vertical pass down the left sideline that our kid made a tremendous one-handed catch on that helped lead to our first touchdown. And so there's some positives. We've just been really sporadic with it all year. So I know our receivers just get frustrated because they want a little more activity, but you know, our strength this year with this team is our kids up front and our running backs. So we're tending to be a lot more run heavy than we have been even more in the past.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Yeah. Hey, Dion, thank you. Appreciate it.